Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Michelle. I do need to advise that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
I was calling to file a claim because I tried to do it online, but it's...
I'm sorry, your phone kind of cut out. Could you repeat that, ma'am?
I was trying to file a claim, but when I do it online, it says something about the PIN number or something.
May I have your social?
417-470-732.
Verify your name and date of birth.
Autumn Kaufman, 3497.
Okay, and are you currently unemployed?
Yes, ma'am. I got fired from the last job I had.
All right. When is the last time you filed a weekly certification?
I haven't done it because it wouldn't let me do it online.
Okay. I can go ahead and file a new claim for you. I'll reopen the claim for you. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Eighth grade.
What is your mother's maiden name?
That's S-U-T-T-S. S-T-U-T-T-S.
Okay. Do you have a driver license?
Yes.
What state is it listed, and what is the driver license number?
It's Alabama, and hang on, I'll get the number. Okay, the number is 9732145.
That was 9732145.
9732145, yeah.
Okay, if you're approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or a savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one do you prefer?
The card, because I don't have a banking account.
Okay. You have indicated you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan color Alabama Advantage card, the card is good until the valid due date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Do you already have a card?
No.
Okay. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose. I'm sorry, ma'am. Do you have me on speaker?
I said you are.
I'm sorry. Hello.
Hey, I just took you off speaker.
Okay. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, a $0 in network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out of network fee. There's no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There's no fee for live customer service calls and a 35-cent fee for automatic customer service calls. There is a $1 inactive fee charge after 12 months with no activity. Co-America Bank charges two other types of fees. They are card replacement fee, which is $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee, excluding the ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note that the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where the card is used. See the long form disclosed for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosed for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There's no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about the prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions in all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes.
Okay. Verify your mailing address.
114 Aldridge Circle, New Hope, Alabama, 35760.
Okay, I'm sorry, I do need for you to repeat the address.
114 Aldridge Circle, New Hope,
Verify
Alabama.
Verify the spelling.
I think it's A-L-D-R-D-G-E.
D-R-D-G-E?
Yes.
And that was circle?
Yeah.
So 114 Aldridge Circle, and you said Fairhope?
New Hope.
New Hope?
Yeah.
And what is the zip code?
35760.
Okay. Is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
Oh, yeah.
What is your primary contact number?
256-321-4264.
That's 256-321-4264.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. The first question is, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? They have 402 Rail Spitter Road, 595 Albert Main Road, 623 County Road 570, 654 Canyon Road, or never been associated with any of these?
The 595 Albert Main Road.
Okay. Next question is, which of the following cities has a current or formal association to you? Phoenix City, Jasper, Athens, Madison, or none of the above?
Athens.
Okay, next question. From whom did you purchase the property at 6878 La Ribo Circle? Christian Sam, Concord Maine, Monica Sam, Robert Lim, or I've never been associated with this property?
Never been associated.
Okay, back to filing the claim. Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
I don't think so.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No.
Has your phone number changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself on a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Myself.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
What is your job title or job description, which reflects your skills and job history?
What does that mean?
What is your past job description or title that you had?
Oh, I was just working in the warehouse.
Okay, and are you seeking work in the current occupation?
No.
What occupation are you trying to gain employment in?
Just, I guess, anything.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax if you approve?
I don't think so.
And are you aware of your 4-digit PIN that you would use to do your weekly certification? Or do you need for us to set a temporary PIN?
I need a new one because I couldn't. I was trying to file it online, but I couldn't remember what the PIN was.
Okay, so your temporary PIN would be
3297. 3297?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, this is the closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim that we just finished also register you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Center systems or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number that you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. make your first certification, either by telephone or internet, on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed may result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Well, I do want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line and enjoy your day.
Okay. You said that PIN was 3297.
Let me just confirm for you. 3297. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.